From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from the Word of God, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. This week, Dr. Cairns has been preaching a message entitled Christ-Centered Worship, part of a series based on Psalm 138. The text is the opening phrase of verse 2, I will worship toward thy holy temple. This defines true biblical worship, which, as we've seen, is our response to who God is. Then the text denotes the way to worship. The psalmist worshiped toward God's holy temple, that place which in its every part typified the Lord Jesus Christ. So our worship is to be toward Christ, who is our only mediator. Finally, the text describes the worshiper. In the light of what we've already seen, anyone who will bow down and look to Christ alone may worship God and be sure that he will be accepted. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, By Faith, Not Feeling. The text is Romans 1, verse 17. The just shall live by faith. I shall not die. I do believe in the Lord my God, and this faith will keep me alive. I would be numbered among those who in their lives are just. But even if I were perfect, I would not try to live by my righteousness. I would cling to the work of the Lord Jesus, and still live by faith in Him and by nothing else. If I were able to give my body to be burned for my Lord Jesus, yet I would not trust in my own courage and constancy, but still would live by faith. Were I a martyr at the stake, I'd plead my Savior's name, entreat a pardon for His sake, and urge no other claim. To live by faith is a far surer and happier thing than to live by feelings or by works. The branch, by living in the vine, lives a better life than it would live by itself, even if it were possible for it to live at all apart from the stem. To live by clinging to Jesus, by deriving all from Him, is a sweet and sacred thing. If even the most just must live in this fashion, how much more must I, who am a poor sinner? Lord, I believe. I must trust Thee wholly. What else can I do? Trusting Thee is my life. I feel it to be so. I will abide by this, even to the end.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
Once you get into the business of creating an experience, it's the experience that matters. And we are, listen, we are feeling our way into thinking. We're going to define truth by what we feel, rather than control what we feel by absolute truth. You have jettisoned Christianity, and you have laid hold of this modern, well, it's really not all that modern. I'm fed up listening to postmodernism. It's as much modern or postmodern as the devil himself, this so-called modern notion that there are no absolutes. Sinners have never believed in absolutes. Sinners have believed in themselves and their lusts, and it's still the same today. Let me give you another couple of examples. I could go on all day in this, you know. But let me give you a couple of examples. We got an email. I laughed at it, but it really is very sad. I got an email this last week from a gentleman introducing himself. I am a Christian comedian, asking for a meeting. He'd even do a Sunday morning. He could be here making you laugh this morning. I usually have my airfare plus $1,500 or $1,350. Since I'm going to be in your area, I'm willing to leave out the airfare. Thank you. And I'm even willing to give you a cut price. You can have me for $750. I wouldn't let him put his, well, I'd be careful here, his feet in this pulpit if he was to pay me $1,500. I want to go to a music hall and listen to a clown, I'll go. But don't tell me it's the worship of God. It's not. And then far, far more. Some time ago, I didn't say much in this because everybody else was saying on it, and I figured I had said enough on idolatry and holy pictures and images of Jesus and all the rest of it that are under the curse of God, no matter if it's a fundamentalist uses them, a Calvinist uses them, a papist uses them, or a heathen uses them. So let me clear the decks. I've said enough about that without me having to deal with Mel Gibson's so-called Passion of the Christ. There are many things said about it. He said it was deliberately an exposition of the Roman Mass, which is a blasphemy. My big beef with that is that any sinful man would dare to act out the passion of the Son of God is so blasphemous that I think only hell could conceive it. That any man would take to make an image, be it in life, flesh and blood, or on a canvas, or in a statue, that any man would make an image of God, for Jesus Christ is God, is in direct and absolute breach of God's commandment. You do not make any image of God or any image connected with worship. And I tell you, it's impossible for a Christian to look at anything that purports to represent Jesus Christ without being called to worship. It's impossible. Now the Vatican has mistaken its identity, and it thinks it's the religious version of the International Olympic Committee. And it's accepting bids from cities that want to host Catholic World Youth Day for 2008. And in order to bring the Vatican on board for their side, the city of Sydney, Australia, has come up with a very elaborate plan. They want to start in the Sydney Opera House, and there they want to stage a reenactment of the Last Supper. And then they want to go through the city with the Stations of the Cross. And they have invited Mel Gibson to come and do the staging to climax in St. Mary's Cathedral with a live reenactment of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is blasphemous enough for a papist priest to take a little wafer, as I have heard them do, and hold it up and say, "This is your God. And this is a sacrifice for the sins of the living and the dead. True and propitiatory sacrifice." That is vile enough. Our forefathers died to oppose such blasphemy. But now, to take the celluloid Christ from Hollywood, an actor who would not refuse for another payday to act out the part of an infidel or an adulterer or a murderer, and to parade the streets with this hellish perversion of the beauty of the Son of God, and in a way that cost the actor nothing but false tears, portray the crucifixion of the Redeemer, and then to call it worship. I tell you, it's a blasphemy. And here's the thing. When anybody says what I say, he'll be attacked, he'll be criticized, he's a bigot, he's a Catholic basher, he's a lunatic, he can be anything. Let me tell you, when you start hunting experience and making experience the basis of worship, there's no way of telling where you'll end up. Experience hunting and law-breaking cannot be worship. I will worship toward thy holy temple by faith in Jesus, not by the breach of God's law and an idolatrous misrepresentation of God's lovely Son. And finally, this text describes the worshiper. I will worship. Who may worship? I can sum it all up very simply. Anyone who will bow himself down and approach God looking unto Jesus, as he's revealed in the Holy Scriptures. God commands, "Look unto me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Therefore let sinners look." If you're here this morning and you're not saved, you're burdened down with guilt and fear, you stand on the edge of a lost sinner's eternity, he says, "Look unto me. Look unto me." May sinners look to Jesus. Look and live. There's life for a look at the crucified one. Backsliders may look. When Jonah was far off from God in the belly of the whale, running away from God and his will, bitterly resenting the will of God and the plan and purpose of God, God brought him to his senses. Jonah 2 verse 4, Jonah from the belly of the whale cries, "I'm cast out of thy sight, yet will I look again toward thy holy temple." Am I talking to somebody here this morning? And like Jonah, you have a past of faithful service to God, a past of joyful enjoyment of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. But this Sabbath day finds you out of fellowship, out of joy. Like Jonah, you've gone down, 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 down until you feel you're cast out of God's sight. What should you do? Look again. Look again to Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in His wonderful face. Thank God there's cleansing and forgiveness for everyone that looks. Who may look? In a word, every believing heart may look. Living as we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank God we have a Savior who's acceptable to God. And all who worship God and approach God through Him are equally acceptable. Their person accepted in the Beloved. Their worship, as Peter says in 1 Peter 2:5, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. There is no other way of approach or acceptance other than by Christ-centered worship. This is God's way. It's open to you. It's open to me. The only question is, who here, in absolute honesty, will take up David's great prayer and say, I will bow down myself in total surrender and simple faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. May God indeed make us Christ-centered worshipers.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.